With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, I'm joined now by Stephen Clark, who of course writes for EPL Index, and you can find him on Twitter at StephenClarkCFC. We're not going to be touching on Mashup today. This is a deadline day update, so we'll kind of stick to that. Maybe if we have you on at a later date, we can touch on what's been going on elsewhere, but the news today started with Batshuayi being pictured in training shorts in Germany. He does end up completing his deal to Borussia Dortmund, just hearing about, as we hit record, that there might actually be a future purchase clause for Dortmund in that contract. What do you think of this loan and potentially losing him, another young player filled with potential that may have not made the grade at Chelsea?
Yeah, with Batshuayi, he's always been a big fan favorite, and you know, I think to an extent he is fairly not as appreciated as he should be by some people at the club. You know, looking from the outside in, I always notice that people comment on, you know, Batshuayi seems to score a lot of goals. He seems to kind of score every time he's entrusted by Conte, but yet Chelsea don't seem to repay that faith with starting positions and that sort of thing. For me personally, I really like Batshuayi as a striker. I think he's a really good goal poacher, and I think he's actually his hold up play is actually really improving, and I think that he has been improving overall at Chelsea. Though it really does seem that he's out of favour with Conte. I understand why to an extent. He's not exactly a Conte striker at all. Conte likes his striker to be kind of traditional number nine, doing all the work. You know, Batshuayi is a little bit more raw in that regard, a little bit more of a young striker. He's still got a bit to learn to kind of be trusted with the keys of the city sort of thing. But I definitely think that he's got a future at Chelsea if he can go out to Dortmund. I actually really think this Dortmund move is good for him. I've been expecting him to go on loan, obviously, probably for the last 6 months. I think Dortmund's a great place. It's the right caliber of club for Batshuayi to still be moving up in his career. You know, he's still so young, 22, 23, I think. They need a poacher. That's exactly kind of what the same role that Aubameyang was playing. I think that Batshuayi will just step right in there and start scoring goals. He'll be finally the number one goal getter at a club. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does in Germany. I think the fans will love him. He'll fit right into the club's personality, and hopefully, like you said, Chelsea can see a reason to keep him later, and hopefully Dortmund aren't able to exercise that release.
Yeah, and again, that's just being reported right now. I don't have any personal knowledge of that, but time will tell there. But obviously, Chelsea would be better off being able to hold on to him. Regardless of how this loan goes, the incoming to at least temporarily replace Batshuayi is Olivier Giroud. Kind of seems a strange one on the surface. What have you made of that deal?
Yeah, you know, it's not the most inspiring signing on Chelsea's behalf. You know, it's not a signing that fans are going to go crazy for, but you know, it could be one of these signings of these guys that, you know, just kind of fits into the squad really well. You know, we do need a striker, obviously, with Batshuayi going out, and Ratzers had some injury problems this season, especially when he's been asked to play basically every game in four competitions. But to have someone like Giroud with the experiences, I personally think it will work out to be a decent signing. You know, it's not going to be a glamorous one. He's not going to score 20 goals, but you know, he could pop in with 10 to 12 sort of goals off the bench. You know, start a few games if we go deep into the FA Cup. then that he's going to be definitely required. I see it as a good signing, you know, especially for the money. That's probably the biggest upside of this deal is the fact that we got him for 17.5 mil, I think it's been reported, which is really good business, I feel, because, you know, if you're getting a player who scored 105 goals in 5 years at his last club, you know, for 17.5 mil, it doesn't look too bad. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. You know, there's obviously qualities to his game that should balance out the side's goal-getting ability. I think that this side really lacks goals, and, you know, someone like Olivier Giroud who just scores, you know, the right amount of goals will hopefully help influence the side a little bit more. I'm excited to see what he does. Hopefully Conte trusts him a bit more in Batshuayi. That's all I can say really there.
It would be hard for him not to at this stage. Also, you signed a new left back, Emerson Palmieri from Roma. He did play 23 matches last year. I honestly have not gotten to see him much. Statistically, doesn't look like he is in an Alonso mold. What do you think the thinking is behind this one?
I think this is another kind of shrewd signing by Chelsea. I think this is probably the signing I'm most excited about, to be honest. Obviously, people looking from the outside in see Chelsea, see the goals Alonso scores, and kind of think that's a position that we don't really need to strengthen. The issue, though, is that Alonso really has no recovery pace. He's really good in a role like that when we aren't being pressed so high. But as soon as anyone who watched the Chelsea-Arsenal games can see that we get pushed right down the flanks by people like Bellerin, Alonso just stands no chance. He's not the same league as some of these wingbacks and wingers. So and just in general, with Kennedy going out on loan, we needed backup left back anyway. I think that Palmieri is young, a bit raw still. Obviously, I think Alonso will still be the starter for now, though obviously in the next two to three years, I actually do see Palmieri taking over that position. I've spoken to a lot of Roma fans online because I hadn't seen any of Palmieri until we signed him, so I figured I'd try to educate myself on him a little bit. Spoke to one guy who told me that Zappacosta was very average, and that's proved to be true in my opinion. And he's told me, the same guy has told me that Palmieri is a really exciting player. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see. He's had his first long-term injury with an ACL injury last season, but before that was looking great apparently. So it could be one in the Rudiger mold where we've got to hope that he's come back from this injury well. But it does look like that was the factor that got us Emerson kind of on the cheap. Either way, if he doesn't work out to be a fantastic signing in the future for the money we paid for him, and if he does a job, fills in for Alonso when needed, then it'll be a good signing regardless. So I think this is a good signing all round. I think that also I've heard from a lot of Italian fans, they were really happy that he chose to cap their national side rather than Brazil. So, you know, hopefully there's a big future for him. And I'm just looking forward to seeing him play, I suppose. So we'll see how much time he gets again. Yeah, that's always an issue at Chelsea.
Yeah, and then the other one was one Tottenham fans were a little disappointed in. Considering we kind of hoped to be able to get Barkley on a free in the summer, but you pipped us to it by actually offering money. You signed Ross Barkley, knowing that you had signed Bakayoko and Drinkwater in the previous window. What do you think the thinking is behind this kind of logjam at central midfield? And does this mean that in the summer, maybe some outs may be seen from this Chelsea midfield?
Yeah, no. Who would have thought that actually spending money gets players? I don't know.
It was very strange. So
Daniel Levy, that I don't know. That's a new development. Barkley, you're right. That's an interesting signing because obviously he's about 2-3 years ago when he was kind of breaking through the scenes at Everton. Everyone was really excited about him. You know, he was getting England caps. I think he's already got something like 25 England caps at his age, which is fairly impressive. He's still younger than a lot of people might think as well, which is promising. I do think that he's a good player from obviously watching him for the last couple of years. He's definitely not someone that Chelsea can trust on the defensive side. I think Conte his press conference actually went out of his way to mention that he will not be playing as a holding midfielder. So that'll be very interesting to see, because obviously you mentioned the kind of logjam at central midfield with Cesc Fabregas, which I do see Cesc Fabregas leaving the club at the end of the season, probably in the summer, which is very disappointing. But you know, you can't have it all. N'Golo Kanté is obviously a locked in starter for every single game, so you've got one position down hold. So yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Barkley playing a two with Kanté, but he definitely needs to be adjusted to this team. It's playing for a side as big as Chelsea, taking a step up from Everton. It's a big jump, in my opinion, to the weekly requirements that he would be asked to perform at Chelsea. It was interesting because everyone obviously suspected him to play kind of in a two in midfield or a three in midfield when he came in. He even himself in his first press conference, Barkley said that was kind of where he expected himself to play. But it was seen in his first couple games, including today's game, which we'll try not to mention too much because it was a horrible, horrible result. It did start and play in as one of the front three players. And yeah, that was interesting to see. I personally thought he put in a decent enough shift. Still looks like he's recovering from that injury, which was a big injury. I think he was out for about 6 months, maybe 5 months. So, you know, it's going to take him some time to get back up to full speed, but I think it's a promising signing. Bit better than the signing of like people like Danny Drinkwater and stuff like that, where I think they're just kind of mediocre players that we probably could have entrusted people like to Ruben Loftus-Cheek or something like that, someone who the fans really want to see come through and really think that can make a step up to the next level. I think Barkley's in that same category, but time will tell, I suppose.
Interesting stuff. Again, we won't get into any of Conte's reactions today. We'll give that a little time to breathe and see if we know better in future. But thanks so much for taking the time out today. I know you and I are on very different time schedules, and neither of them are the British time schedule. So do appreciate you coming on. Why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
Yeah, no worries, guys. You can find my ramblings at on my Twitter at Stephen Clark CFC, and obviously I'm writing some articles right now for EPO Index and London is Blue.
Terrific. Thanks so much for coming on, and I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Thanks, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.